Today's daf is Horio's daf test. We left off in daf Chesam and Beis. We read the Mishnah on the bottom of Chesam and Beis, and the Mishnah discussed the machlokas about a nasi, whether a nasi is never chayav a carbon olah v'yoreid, or he's only not chayav a carbon olah v'yoreid for shvuas ha'edus, because we can never compel him to testify. But the other averos, maybe a nasi can be a chayav an olah v'yoreid. The Gemara is going to go on to explain a sheet of Rabbi Akiva, in the Mishnah, that a nasi is only potter from the olah v'yoreid of a shvuas ha'edus. We'll also explain the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Aglili in the Mishnah, but specifically on Amin Ali, if we're going to focus on why it is that Rabbi Akiva holds that when it comes to a nasi, he's only potter from the olah v'yoreid when it comes to when it comes to shvuas ha'edus, but by a kohen gadol, he's potter from every olah v'yoreid. Why would it be that a kohen gadol gets an all-out exemption, and a nasi, a melech, only gets the exemption from the olah v'yoreid relating to edus? Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to give all of the rules of the halachas of karbanos for a yachid, a nasi, a tzibur, a kohen mashuach, as far as shogeg is concerned, asham vaday, asham teloy, olah v'yoreid, all the different karbanos for all the different people. The Gemara on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to resolve a stira within a brisa, whether a kohen gadol can be chayiv an olah v'yoreid for things other than Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav. And then in Amud Beis we're going to discuss why doesn't a Kohen Gadol bring an olah v'yoreid for Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav, because that seems to be a given that he does not bring an olah v'yoreid for Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav. Why not? What exempts him from that olah v'yoreid? And then the Parak Bez Hashem is going to conclude with two chidushim of Rabbi Yochanan within the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, but we'll save the details relating to a Nasi and the Karbonos of a Nasi. We'll save the details for when we get there. So let's begin. We are holding at the beginning of the Gemara, right after the Mishnah on Daf Ches Amud Beis. So the Mishnah had said that according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Nasi is pata from all olah v'yoreids. Just like a Beis Din is pata from all olah v'yoreids, so is the Nasi. The Melech is pata from all three chiyuvim of olah v'yoreid, all three isurim for which one is chayiv and olah v'yoreid. Amar ula, my time is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Where does Rabbi Yossi Aglili get this from? Well, Amar Kra, v'haya ki yashem la'achas me'ela. And we darsh in that phrase, la'achas me'ela, that kol shem is chayiv ba'achas, mischayiv b'kulan. If a person is chayiv in each and every one of them, then he can be chayiv in olah v'yoreid in any of them. Meaning, if a person is subject to all of these isurim, to all of these averos, including hagodas eidus, telling testimony, so then he can be chayiv in olah v'yoreid in any one of them. But v'she'ein mischayiv ba'achas, ein mischayiv b'kulan. If he's excluded even from one of them, if he's excluded even from one of the isurim for which you're chayiv in olah v'yoreid, which he is, because he's excluded from shvuas ha'edus, well then he's not going to be chayiv in olah v'yoreid on any of them. How do you know that's how the drasha is supposed to be made? Maybe the drasha is supposed to be made that a person could be chayiv in one of them, even though he's not chayiv in all of them. Meaning, maybe achas me'ela means that he's chayiv. He could be chayiv in one without the other. That the different chiyuvim of olah v'yoreid are unrelated to each other. So that can't be the logic of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Ella taimed Rabbi Yossi Aglili me'hacha. No, the real logic of Rabbi Yossi Aglili is from the following. Titania, Hari Rabbi Yirmiya Omer. Rabbi Yirmiya pointed out, Nemar, it says by olah v'yoreid lo sagiya yado v'nemar, and also says by olah v'yoreid lo sasig yado. So we darshin, mi shabalidei anius v'ashirus. From these psukim, we say that a person who is sometimes wealthy and sometimes poor is chayiv in olah v'yoreid. Yatsa nasi v'mashiach shein balidei anius. But a nasi and a kohen gadol that can never be poor, and since they can never be poor, memela they can never be chayiv in olah v'yoreid. We don't say no; they're chayiv the olah v'yoreid. We're just always going to be chayiv them on the ola end of things, on the higher end of things that they're going to have to pay for the more expensive carbon. No, if they cannot be poor, they cannot be chayiv in olah v'yoreid. How do I know that they cannot be poor? Nasi d'chsev. When it comes to the melech pasuk says v'asa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem elokav. mi she'ein al gabov ela Hashem Elokav, that it's referring to the someone who only has on top of him Hashem Elokav, meaning the Melech Yisrael. So the Melech can never be poor, Memela, he's never going to be chayv in Olav Yared. Mashiach, how do I know a Kohen Gadol could ever be poor? Dechsiv, a Kohen Gadol Me'achav, Shu Gadol Me'achav, what does it mean that he's greater than his brothers? Benoy, Bekoach, Bechachma, Uba Osher. He has to be greater than his brothers in four categories: in beauty, in strength, in wisdom, and in wealth. And Acherim Omrim, we even go so far as to say, Minayin Shem Ein Lo Gadleu Mishalechav. How do we know that if he's not wealthier than his brothers, we make the other Kohanim give him money until the point that he's wealthier than the rest of them, which is a great chiddush. It's not a mitzvah tzedakah, you know, that a poor person, you give him enough to support himself, or Demech Rosh Yechzela, whatever he used to have, whatever, but to make him the richest man, to make him richer than everybody else, yeah, that's the chiyuv on the other Kohanim. Gadleu Mishalechav. How do I know? Tam lomar v'akoyin agadol me'achav asher yitzak al rosho. Gadleu me'achav. We see from there that you're megadol him over the rest of his brothers. So that's how we know that he's not. That's why Rabbi Yosef Glili holds he's not going to be chayv a carbon olav yared. He's ineligible for a carbon olav yared because he is too wealthy. Now the Rambam writes that all of these things that he has to be greater in noy, in koach, in chacham, in osher. The Rambam Hilchos Klei Hamikdash Parakei Halacha Beis writes that all of these things are not ma'akev; they are only the mitzvah. They're a din lechachila. So the Yad David writes that the Rambam doesn't mean to say that they're only dinim midrabanan, because we're darshening a din of carbon olav yared, of who's chayiv and who's not chayiv a carbon based on this requirement. No, not that it's drabanan, it's doraisa, but it's only a din lechachila. It's not a din b'diavad. What's interesting is the Medrash and Parshas Amar also goes through this list of the Kohen Gadol having to be greater. Noi, Koach, Chachma, Osher, except it adds in a fifth one. It says also Bimara. Tosefta in the first parak Yuma also adds Bimara. So in the Bereshiva he says you shouldn't change our gears from the Torah's Kohanim and erase Bimara and say, oh, what's the difference? Mara, Noi, they mean the same thing. Says the Bereshiva, they don't mean the same thing. Noi and Mara are two separate things. The Pasuk says in Bereshis Lamtes, Yifei Toar, Yifei Mara. If it meant the same thing, then there wouldn't be two phrases in Chumash to describe it. So we see that Mara is something else. What is the difference? So in the Sefer Karban Aharon on the Torah's Kohanim, he explains that Mara is a person's build, that their limbs are the right size and put together properly, but Noi is the person's face, is the beauty of the face. And others, Mary Korkus and Klei Amigdash, also say similar, that Noi is the Panim, Mara is Balkoma, that it's about his general build. Now the Shar Yosef quotes from the Ramah that the Kohen Gadol has to be Gadol Me'achav B'chassidus. That also, how come that doesn't get mentioned? You would think that would be that would be something that for sure should get mentioned. Ah, it's a Davar Pashut, he says. Shar Yosef says, it could be that it doesn't mention because it's already included that he has to be greater B'mara B'chachma and B'chachma. Chachma means how does he get to the point where he's greater B'chachma? Because Daito Shvalalav, because he's an Anav, he's a humble person. That's what the Gemara in Tainus, Daf Zayin says, Divrei Torah only Miskayim, B'misha Daito Shvalalav. So if he's greater B'chachma, it must be that he's greater B'chassidus, that he's a greater Anav. So it's already included in the requirements. In the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid, he asks on this din that the Acherim mentioned, that others have to pay him till the point that he gets richer than everybody else. Well, the Rambam is correct that none of this is Ma'akev B'diavad, that it's only Yedin L'Chadchila. So, okay, this is the guy that's the Kohen Gadol. He's not richer than everybody. Mehechi tasted that we all have to pay him until he gets richer. It's only Yedin L'Chadchila. Says the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid, that is L'Chadchila. Meaning, if it's something that could be rectified, if it's something that could be fixed, that's called a L'Chadchila. B'diavad means it's over for Fallon. There's nothing you can do about it. It's done. No, but this is still L'Chadchila because you can fix it. You can fix it by just giving him more money. Now, there is a this Gemara is also critical in a discussion that starts with the Rambam's very strong statements about how Talmud Chacham should not take money from anybody in order to be able to learn. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos and Avos really speaks strongly against the Talmud Chacham having any expectation of other people supporting him, so that he should be able to learn. The Rambam in the third parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah talks about it, what a maila gedola it is to be misparnes mimaisa yadav, to work for a living, and how the midas chasidim arishonim who deserve all the kavod in this world and the next world is yagia kapech kitocha lashrecha v'tovlach, that they dafka work hard for a living. And he talks about what a terrible chilul Hashem it is to receive money from other people, and that ultimately sofam l'lastam es abrios, and ahoves amalacha usnoes harabanos, and on kol Torah sheni mamalacha sofa b'teila goreres avon. All these kinds of things. The Ram goes on to say, oh, you want to be a special Talmud Chacham? You want to be Muchtar Bekeser Torah? So here's what you do. Work enough each day to survive that day, and then learn the rest of the day. But still, work enough each day to survive that day. So there's a famous tshuva in the Tashbetz in Chelek Aleph Simkuf Mem Beis where he says, you know, a lot of people read this Rambam and they start having problems with the minhag in Kol Kihilos Yisrael B'Kol Adoros Laseis Pras L'Chachameihem, that all Jewish communities throughout all the generations always supported certain people who were very strong in learning to become these great chachamim. And they say, oh, but the Rambam's against this. How could we do this? Says the Tashbetz, let me start with the maskana. It is mutter, it is absolutely correct what we do to support them. Where does it come from? Based on our Gemara, the drasha that we make in our Gemara, the Kohen Gadol Me'achav, what do we say? That because he has to be greater, b'nai, b'chachma, b'koch, b'osher, it becomes the responsibility of others to support him and to make him get to that point. So if that's true of a Kohen Gadol, Kol Shekein it's true of a Talmud Chacham, he says. Because Talmud Chacham is Gadol B'mayla Mikoyen Gadol. When it comes to who comes first, L'Hachayoso, as far as keeping them alive, as far as saving their life, Talmud Chacham, Afilu Mamzer Talmud Chacham, is Kodem L'Koyen Gadol Ama'aretz. So if there's a requirement to do this for a Kohen Gadol, Kal v'chomer, there's a requirement to do this for Talmidei Chacham. Kesef Mishnah also says that the Rambam went a little overboard over here with all of his rais, and Kesef Mishnah brings many, many rais from Chazal about how important it is to be Machzik Torah. One could argue that it's a difference of emphasis, that the Rambam kept on emphasizing from the Talmud Chacham's perspective that he should not be expecting, he should not make any demands, he should not, but other people's attitude should be that it's a zechus for them to try to support the learning of Torah, Hachzakas HaTorah. So that's the perspective of everybody else, that we should always try to support the Hachzakas HaTorah. The point of contention is, okay, now that everybody offers it and the Talmud Chacham never asked for it, can he take it? Right? That's the difference between the Rambam and the Tashbetz on the one hand, the Tashbetz Kaz Mishnah on the other hand. Okay, Baimini Ravina Mirav Nachum Rei Yitzchak. Ravina raised the following Shaila from Nachum Rei Yitzchak. Nasi Shenitztara Mahu. What if a melech gets tzara'as? Now, what's his status as far as the carbon olav yored? Midchadachi or miftapatir? Do we assume, and there are many ways to read this, but one of the ways that Rashi reads this is that midchadachi, that he is when he becomes nasi, he is disqualified from carbon olav yored entirely, even if he gets to a point where he can no longer serve as nasi because he has tzaras, but still he's nidcha legamri from olav yored. Or do we say no, miftar pater, the nasi is paters him from carbon olav yored, but once he can no longer be nasi because he has tzaras, so meili becomes chayiv in carbon olav yored. So I'm like, dilach o de goza. So he said back to him, well, who do you think pays for it? You think you pay for it, or you think his own bank account pays for it? Obviously his own bank account pays for it, and even if he has tzaras, his bank account remains intact. So as long as his bank account remains intact, he's potter from the Olav Yored. That's at least one way of reading this. There are many, many shittas from Rishonim how to read these few lines. We picked one of the ways that Rashi reads these lines. Tanya, Rabbi Kiva Omer Mashiach potter Mekulan. We have a Braisa that tells us that according to Rabbi Akiva, see, our Mishnah spoke about, does a Melech bring an Olav Yored? What about a Kohen Gadol? So Rabbi Kiva says Kohen Gadol's potter from all Olav Yoreds. Amar of my time is Rabbi Kiva. Where does Rabbi Kiva get that din? Because Amar Kra, when the pasuk discusses the minchas chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, the asiras ha'efa flower that the Kohen Gadol brings for his special korban mincha each and every day, it says ze korban Aaron ubanav. The only time he brings this amount of flour is for his minchas chavitin, but not for any other carbon. Well, olav yored, the yored part of olav yored is that amount of flour. So you see that he's disqualified from the olav yored. No, that only tells us that he can never bring the olav yored on the lowest level, the asiras ha'efa. Yeah, because the only we have exeris akasim. The only time he brings an asiras ha'efa is for his minchas chavitin. But maybe the other levels of olav yored is going to be chayivin. He'll be chayivin dalus in asirus. So it says more lo salkadai. You can't say that. Tuchsiv v'chiper olav hakoyin al chatoso asher. And we darshan from that phrase, me'achas me'ela, ha'mischaper ba'achas, mischaper b'kulan. If a person is eligible for all three levels of olav yared, then he can be chayiv any of those levels of olav yared. Then he can be chayiv in the karban. V'she'in mischaper ba'achas. But if there's any single level of olav yared that he's disqualified from, like the Kohen Gadol is disqualified from the Dalei Dalos, the lowest level, well then ain mischaper b'kulan. Then he can't be chayiv in any of the levels of olav yared, and that's why the Kohen Gadol is entirely potter from olav yared according to Rabbi Akiva. When it talks about the three different isurim for which one is chayiv in olav yored, it also uses a phrase la'achas me'ela. So should you say a similar drasha that if someone is eligible to be chayiv in olav yored for all three of those averos, then he could be chayiv in olav yored, but if he's ineligible even for one of those averos, he's potter from an olav yored, which would mean that anyone who cannot be an aid in Beis Din, anyone who's potter from Shavuos Eidos, is memela potter from the olav yored of Tumas Mikdash Kedashav and Shavuos Bitoy, all the other olav yoreds. But that's not Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Meaning, if Rabbi Akiva really makes these achas me'ela drashas, how come he doesn't make that drasha in our Mishnah? Alamatnan, why does it say in our Mishnah that Rabbi Akiva Omer nasi chayiv chutz mishmias kol, that a melech is chayiv in the olav yoreds of Tumas Mikdash Kedashav of Shavuos Bitoy? He's only potter from the olav yored of Shavuos Eidos, because he can't be an aid, so he's part from that one. But if Rabbi Akiva, if you're going to darshan these achas me'ela drashas, you should say that if he's part from the olav yored of Shavuos Eidos, me'ela, he's part from all olav yoreds. So Abayev Rav Adami Tarvayu, me'achas mashmalei, le'achas lo mashmalei. Different drashas. Me'achas me'ela, he's willing to make such a drasha that if you're included in all of the, if you're eligible for all, then you could be eligible to be chayiv, but if you're ineligible for one, you're ineligible for all of them, but he doesn't make that drasha when the word is le'achas. U'maisha me'achas t'mashmalei. Why? What's special about the me'achas that it says when it comes to the levels of olav yored? The kasvei rachmana lebesof gabei asiras ha'efa. Because the phrase appears specifically by the asiras ha'efa, which we know that the Kohen Gadol is going to be potter from when it comes to olav yored. The meimra dekala mechayiv asiras ha'efa mechayiv bekulan, to tell me that if anyone who's chayiv in the asiras ha'efa level of olav yored could be chayiv in the other levels of olav yored as well. But the Kohen Gadol is excluded from the asiras ha'efa level of olav yored because the only time he ever brings an asiras ha'efa is for his minchas chavitin, so therefore he's excluded from the other levels as well. Midlan. Because if you're going to say that it's possible to be chayiv on the mid-level or high-level olav yared, even though you're never going to be chayiv on the low-level of olav yared, nichtave lahay meachas mele bedalus inami bashiras. Then the phrase meachas mele should have appeared somewhere else, not by dali dalus. It should have appeared by mid-level or high-level, by dalus or by ashiras. Okay, now the Mishnah is going to give us the rules of everything, of all the different korbanos for all the different people. And here are the rules. Anytime you have an avera that an individual is chayiv karis when he does b'mezid, chatas when he does b'shogeg, so a yachid may be kisvu se'ira. A yachid who does such an avera b'shogeg brings a kisvu se'ira. V'anasi, a nasi, a melech, sa'ir. U'mashiach, who bezdin, a kohen gadol, or bezdin mevin par, brings a par. Good, that was what we've already learned that. Now, ubavodas kachavim, if the issa relates to avodazara, hayachid v'anasi v'mashiach mevi'in si'ira. An individual, a melech, a kohen gadol, they bring a si'ira for a sin of avodazara. Ubezdin par v'sa'ir, par lo'ola v'sa'ir l'chatas. But Bezdin brings a par and a sa'ir, the par for an ola, and the sa'ir for a chatas. The Achronim give a lot of reasons why it is that the Torah, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, all of a sudden, the Torah equates the Nasi, the Mashiach, with a Hedyos. See, in the first part, we talk about all the other mitzvahs in the Torah. A regular guy, a Yachid, has one status, he brings Kisu Seira, and the Nasi has a different Karban, and the Kohen Gadol has a different Karban, right? But all of a sudden, it comes to Avodah Zarah, and everybody's the same. The only one that's different is Bezdin. But all the individual people, including the Nasi, including the Kohen Gadol, are all the same. So Rav Yosef Engel and Gilyonei Ashas and Masechet Yevamos Naftes writes that the reason is the Gemara in Sanhedrin Pei Dalet tells us that a Navi that's Madiach is the greatest Aver in the world, and a Madiach is someone who causes other people to violate Avodah Zarah. So a Nasi or a Mashiach that violate this Avera Dafka of Avodah Zarah, they bring the same carbon as a Hedyot as a way of telling them that they, through this Avera, have lowered themselves to become a Hedyot. They have proven themselves unworthy of any special stature, even if that special stature is just going to be Mechayev a greater carbon. No, you're a nobody. You're not a Nasi. You're not a Mashiach. You're a nobody. Similarly, the Marikurkus and the Rambam in the first paragraph of Cheshkagos writes that the Kohen Mashiach that sins with Avodah Zarah brings a carbon like a Hedyot because the Ein Chachma Ein Gedula Keneged Hashem. Mashiach Chachma says similarly, once he sins, Batlo Mimenu Chashivuso. He loses all of his Chashivus. Minchas Chinuch just raises the following issue. Normally a Kohen doesn't have Eri even b'shigas harab before he becomes the Kohen Gadol, and then he does that same Avera again after he becomes the Kohen Gadol, so it's two separate cleavings of Karbanos, so he can't get off with a single Karban, because they're two separate Karbanos that he'd be Chayiv. But says Minchas Chinuch, what about by Avodah Zarah? Let's say he sins before he becomes the Kohen Gadol with Avodah Zarah, and then he sins again after he becomes the Kohen Gadol. Since it's the same Karban, he's Chayiv once. One Karban is going to cover all of it, as long as it was Behelim Echad. Even though before he became the Kohen Gadol, Shigas Maisa alone is Mechayev the Karban. Once he becomes the Kohen Gadol, it also has to be it has to be Mehelim Dover. It has to be with a mistaken Psak. But at the end of the day, it's the same Karban, says Minchas Chinuch, and therefore it's considered one Chiyuv, meaning lending credence to this idea that he brings the same Karban like a Hedyot, because he is a Hedyot. The very fact that he's doing the Avodah Zarah makes him a Hedyot. It turns him into a Hedyot. Okay, says the Mishnah further, Asham Talui, when it comes to an Asham Talui, Hayachid v'anasi chayavin, u'mashiach u'bezim p'turin. A Yachid or a Melech could be chayav an Asham Talui, but a Kohen Gadol and Bezin are part of an Asham Talui. Asham Vadai, when it comes to an Asham Vadai, Hayachid v'anasi v'mashiach chayavin, individuals, no matter their stature or who they are chayav an Asham Vadai, but u'bezim p'turin. Bezin never brings an Asham Vadai. Al Shmias HaKol, Al Bito Sosayim, Val Tumas Mikdash HaPetashav, those three averos. What's unique about those three averos? The Mishnah is going to say in a moment, but those three averos for which you're chayiv, an olaviyoreid, right? If a person is shvosa edus and shvosa sheker and tumas mekdashu kedashav, so the halacha is based in peturin. Based in does not bring an olaviyoreid. Va'yachid, va'anasi, va'mashiach, chayavin. But a yachid, a melech, a kohen gadol, do bring an olav yored. El she'em kohen gadol mashiach chayiv al tumas mikdash ukdash of Rabbi Shimon. With the lone exception, according to Rabbi Shimon, that a kohen gadol does not bring the olav yored of tumas mikdash ukdash of. And what? But by the way, notice what it said, that the Yachid, the Nasi, and the Mashiach, they're all Chayv Olav Yorid. Sounds like the Melech is Chayv Olav Yorid for everything. This sounds like a third Shita. We had two different Shitos in the previous Mishnah, whether a Melech brings an Olav Yorid only for Shavuos Sheker and Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, but not for Shavuos Eidus, or for nothing. Over here we say, seem to be saying the Melech brings an Olav Yorid for everything. But the point of contention over here, the point of emphasis in this Mishnah is about the Kohen Gadol and Olav Yored, that he doesn't bring an Olav Yored for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. Umahi Mevi'in, what do you bring in general for these three Averos? Carbon Olav Yored. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Hanasi Mevi Sa'ir. And Rabbi Lazar says that the Nasi brings a Sa'ir like he would bring for any other Shogeg. That he brings a Chatos Kavua for these Averos that normally you'd be Chayiv an Olav Yored, that a Melech brings a Chatos Kavua, not an Olav Yored. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Yonos in Klal. Rabbi Shimon used to give a rule as follows. Kol Shayachad Basham Talui, Hanasi Keotzibo. Anytime an individual would be Chayiv an Asham Talui, the Melech would also be Chayiv an Asham Talui. Mashiach would based in Peturin, but the Kohen Gadol and based in would be Pater. The Kol Shu Basham Vadai, in any Chayiv Basham Vadai, Nasi U Mashiach Keotzibo, U based in Peturin. The Nasi and the Mashiach are also Chayiv the Asham Vadai, but based in is Pater. Shmias Kol U Bitois Vasayim U Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, when it comes to the three things for which you're chayiv an olav yored, based in peturin, based in does not bring an olav yored, but nasi u mashiach chayavin, the nasi and the kohen gadol, the melech and the kohen gadol do bring, el she'ena nasi chayiv b'shmias hakol, but the melech is never going to bring for shvuas ha'edos, and that's like we said in the previous Mishnah, that the melech, he can never be chayiv in Shavuos Eidos because you can never compel him to testify. V'lo Mashiach b'tumas mikdash kedashav. And the Kohen Gadol is never going to be chayiv the olav yored for tumas mikdash kedashav. Kol shubol v'yori nase keotzibo Mashiach ubezin peturin. Anytime there's a chayiv olav yored, the melech is just like the regular chayuvim. The Mashiach and the bezin are pater. So says Gemara, wait, we just said a blatant stira within the brisa. Haguf akasha. We just said something that was self-contradictory within this brisa. Amrit, we said she'ein Mashiach chayiv b'tumas mikdash kedashav, that a kohen gadol is not chayiv an olav yored on tumas mikdash kedashav. Yeah, b'tumas mikdash kedashav u'depater al b'shmias hakol u'bitus v'sayim chayiv. But the other olav yored averos of shvuas sheker and of shvuas ha'edus, apparently a kohen gadol is subject to those olav yoreds. But then Ema Seifa, the Seifa went on to say, Kol shu ba'olav yored, nasi kayotzebo, Mashiach ubezin peturin. What does it say? Katani Mashiach ubezin peturin. That a kohen gadol and bezin are entirely potter. And doesn't that mean ma bezin peturin mikulon? Just like bezin doesn't bring any olav yored for any avera, af Mashiach potter mikulon. That a kohen gadol is also potter and olav yored from any and every avera. So here's a stira. Is it that a kohen gadol is excluded from the olav yored of tumas mikdash kedashav, or is it that a kohen gadol is excluded from every olav yored? That's the stira in this brisa that the Gemara asks. I want to point out there seems to be another stira in this brisa relating to the melech, but again, that's not our point of emphasis right now, so they tried to work on that as well. But the one that the Gemara asks is about the kohen gadol. That on the one end we say the kohen gadol doesn't bring the olav yored of tumas mikdash kedashav. On the other end we say that he doesn't bring the olav yored of any olav yored. He's just like the beis din. So kashina dadi, it's a stira. Amar Rav Huna b'Rabbi Yehoshua, lo kasha. Kan bedalus, kan bedaledalus. The first part of the Brisa is talking about the carbon of a regular ani, bringing the Torim, the Bnei Yonah, the birds. The Brisa says a Kohen Mashiach is potter from bringing that for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav. But Shvus Eidus, Shvus Bitoy, he'd be chayiv on the mid-level Olav Yorid. But the second part of the Brisa says he's entirely exempt is talking about bedaledalus. That's talking about bringing the carbon of an ani marud, of the lowest level of ani, bringing the Asiris Ha'efa. That we already learned that a Kohen Mashiach is excluded from ever bringing an Asiris Ha'efa. Why is he excluded from ever bringing an Asiris Ha'efa? Because we darshed in the Pasuk when it came to the Minchas Chavitin, that the only time he brings an Asiris Ha'efa is for his Minchas Chavitin, but he doesn't bring an Asiris Ha'efa any other time. Chaznish writes that you can have the following suffix. You have a Kohen who, Bishas Hachet, let's say a Kohen, at the time of Kohen Gadol, time of his Avera, he's Bedale Dalus, he's the poorest of the poor. It's not supposed to happen, but it happens. He's the poorest of the poor. And then, at the time that he's ready to bring the Karban, his situation has improved, he's a regular Dal. He's not Bedale Dalus, he's mid-level now. He's at the bird level. Do we say that since at the time of the bringing of the carbon he's a dal, and his chiv would be torim, would be birds, so now he has to bring it, and he's not potter based on the fact that he's excluded from the Asiris Ha'efa? Because after all, the Gemara in Erechin, that Yudzayin and Beis, in Arachin, tells us that if a person was an ani at the Shas Hachet, and then he became wealthy afterwards, or if he was an Ashir B'Shas Hachet, and then he became an Ani afterwards, we look at the time that he brings the Karban, not the Shas Hachet. So you would think, a Kohen Gadol who was Bedali Dalus, then his situation improved, and now he is Bedalus. Okay, so maybe he can bring the, we look at the time of bringing the Karban. Or do you say, no, that's as far as which Karban you should bring. You know, a person's Chayv and Olav Yored, he was wealthy at this point, and then got a little poorer. He was poor, and then got a little wealthier. Okay, we know he's Chayv the Karban, just a question of which one to bring. So then you look at the time that he brings the Karban. But says Chazanish, maybe over here it's different. Because if he was Bedali Dalus at the time that he did the Avera, it wasn't that he would have been Chayv, he would have been Potter, entirely Bedali Dalus. So the fact that he then gets wealthier is not going to be Mechayv him in the higher level Karban. Maybe this is not subject to that same sugya in Arach and Daf Yud Zayin. That's the Ha'ara of the Chazanish. So anyway, says the Gemara of Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon in presenting this opinion, that Bedale Dalus the Kohen Gadol's Potter entirely from any Olav Yored, but on the other levels of Olav Yored, he's only Potter from Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, but he's Chayiv and everything else, says the Gemara of Rabbi Shimon, Savlak Rabbi Akiva Bechada, Upalagale Bechada. In principle, he agrees with Rabbi Akiva on one point, but disagrees with him on another point. Why? Savla Krabi Akiva Bidali Dalus the Potter. He agrees with Rabbi Akiva that a Kohen Gadol never has to bring an Asiris Ha'efa other than the Minchas Chavitin. Right? So that he agrees. But Upalagale Bidalus. But he disagrees with Rabbi Akiva when it comes to the Torim B'nai Yonah of a regular Ani. Since he doesn't hold of the drush of Rabbi Akiva that a Mischaper Ba'achas Mischaper B'kulan V'she'in Mischaper Ba'achas Ein Mischaper B'kulan. Right? Rabbi Akiva said, oh, once he's excluded from Dali Dalus, that's it, he's excluded from all of Yored. No, says Rabbi Shimon, he's excluded from Dali Dalus. He's not excluded from every all of Yored. So, okay, says the Gemara further now. The Mishnah had said, El She'in Kohen Gadol Chai. We said that a Kohen Gadol is not going to be chayiv for the Olav Yored of Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav, according to Rabbi Shimon. So Amar Chizkiya, my time is Rabbi Shimon. Why is it that a Kohen Gadol does not have to bring the Olav Yored of Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav? Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says when it comes to Tumas Mikdash, V'nichrusa ha'nefesh ha'im mitoch ha'kohol. So we darshan, mi shakarban al shava l'kohol. A person whose carbon is the same as the carbon of the kal, meaning a person who gets a kapara with the carbon of the congregation is chayiv in Tumas Mikdash. Yatzazeh shein karban shava b'kal, but a Kohen Gadol does not get a kapara together with the rest of the kal with the same karban. On Yom Kippur, everyone else gets a kapara with the sa'ir. The Kohen Gadol is mischaper with a par, the par of the Kohen Gadol, so he doesn't get the kapara with the same karban, and therefore he's excluded from Tumas Mikdash u'kadashav. Says Gemara im kain, if that's going to be the case, nasi nami ein karban shava b'kal. A nasi also. The tzibur that doesn't have air the rest of the year, al piyoras based in, they bring a parlechatas. A nasi who does an avera brings a sa'ir. So you see that he doesn't have the same dinim of karban as the rest of the kahal. Says Gemara, yeah, but that's not what we meant. Shavu b'kapara di yom kippurim. But a nasi is the same as everybody as far as his kapara on Yom Kippur. He gets his kapara with the sa'ir of the kahal, just like everybody else. It's only the kohen gadol who has a special par. Says Gemara, not necessarily so. Im kein kohanim nami lo shavu l'kahal. You know, it's not just the kohen gadol then that's different on Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippurim. All the kohanim are not the same as the rest of the kahal. B'kapara di Yom Kippurim. Everyone else on the kapara of Yom Kippurim gets kapara with the sa'ir, but all of the kohanim get kapara with the par of the kohen gadol. So you see that kohanim are different than everybody else with Yom Kippurim, and therefore we should say that not just the kohen gadol, but every kohen should be potter from tumas mikdash kedusha, from the olive yorid of tumas mikdash kedusha. Says no, kohanim shavu l'kal b'shar mitzvot shana kula, but kohanim are at least the same as everybody else when it comes to the kapara of the par above kol mitzvos of the par helam davar shel tzibur. That if everybody sins based on the hara of the beis din, they bring a par lechatos, and kohanim are included in that par lechatos. So that's why the kohanim are still eligible for the olive yorid of tumas mikdash kedusha. Says Mar Mashiach Nami, Hashav b'shar mitzvot shkaga. The Kohen Gadol also, if there's a shogig with Haras Beis Din and Rov Tzibur does it, he also gets a kapara with everybody else. Elam Rava Emahachi, Misha Chatasu Hashav liyachidim umaynihu kohol. What we mean to say is that you're only going to be chayv tumas mikdash kedushav if your chiyuv karban and shigas maisa is, if your chiyuv of a karban would be only on shigas maisa alone, like a regular person. But if your chiyuv karban is subject to not only shigas maisa but also some sort of hora'a, some sort of psak, then you're not eligible for the olive yarid of tumas mikdash kedushav, and therefore the kohen gadol is unique. He's like a beis din in that his chiyuv karban is subject not only to what he does, but to how he paskins. And therefore, he's ineligible for the olive yard of Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. Period. Now the Mishnah went on to say, Reb Lazar Amar Nasi may be Sa'ir, that the Nasi brings a Sa'ir. So Rabbi Yochanan is going to conclude the parak with two chidushim within Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Number one, Amar Rabbi Yochanan lo, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Ela b'Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, hol v'nemar kareis bo, kibakavua. That the idea that the Nasi brings a Sa'ir on an Isser, that a Yachid would be chayv in olive yard, is a great chiddush that Reb Lazar had said. When a Yachid is chayv in olive yard, a Nasi is chayv v'chatas kavua. A Sa'ir, that's always a Sa'ir, always the same animal. Yeah, that's only by Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, because it says Chatas, the Yonash of Chatas it says Karis by a regular Chatas Kavua. Amrav Papa Hachinam Mistav. Rav Papa says, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. What Rabbi Yochanan is saying, that Rabbi Lezer would agree that something that's not Zdono Karis, that the Nasi would be Chayv in all the Viorid and not a Sa'ir kavua. Because if Rabbi Lezer is talking about every kind of olive yored that a nasi will always bring, just a sa'ir michti, sa'ir nasi upar mashiach b'makom yachad lechatas kai. The nasi bringing a sa'ir, the mashiach bringing a par, is in place of a yachid bringing a chatas. So nisni nami mashiach may be par b'shmias kol b'tis v'sayim. The Rabbi Lezer should have mentioned in the Mishnah that the mashiach brings a par on the olive yor, on the things that normally you chayv olive yorid for. Elmi de lokatani, from the fact that it doesn't say Mashiach, Shema Minah, Tumas Mikdash Kedashav Kai, the Mashiach Pater. It must be that we're talking about Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, and that's why it doesn't bother mentioning the Mashiach, because the Mashiach doesn't bring anything for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. So when we mention this special din, that a Nasi brings a Sayer, that a Nasi brings a Chatos Kavua, when everyone else would be Chayv in olive yorid, it's only talking about Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. And that's why we're not going to talk about the Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Gadol is Pater from Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. So I'm like Rufuna Breda of Nasan of Papa, me my. How do you know that Rabbi Lazar is only talking about Tumas Mikdash Kedashav? Dilma Rabbi Lazar Kulam Kai. Maybe Rabbi Lazar is talking about Shavuos Bitu, Shavuos Ha'edus, all the olive yorid karbanos. Ubi Mashiach Savar Lak Rabbi Akiva. And maybe as far as the Kohen is concerned, he holds like Rabbi Akiva, Damar Mashiach, Pater B'Kulan. That a Mashiach is not only Pater from Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, but maybe he holds like Rabbi Akiva that a Mashiach is Pater, that the Kohen Gadol is Pater from every olive yorid. And that's why it doesn't mention the Mashiach. Samele, Rabbi Akiva, mi patale mi par? Does Rabbi Akiva pater the Kohen Mashiach even from a par? No, he only paters him from an olav yored. But the Kohen Mashiach is chayiv bepar. So Rabbi Elazar should have mentioned that in the Mishnah. Okay, he didn't. It must be that he's only talking about Tumas Mikdash Kadosh Vesulo Midi. Nothing else to say on that topic. Now the second chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan within Rabbi Elazar. Am Rabbi Yochanan moder Rabbi Elazar she'ein mevi asham, that a nasi does not bring an asham tali. Meaning, even though Rabbi Elazar holds that we treat the Isra of Tumas Mikdash like a chatos kavua as far as the nasi is concerned, that a melech has to treat Tumas Mikdash like a regular chatos kavua. So what if he's mesupak about it? Should it now be subject to an asham tali like a regular chatos kavua would be subject to an asham tali when you're mesupak about it? No, he agrees you would not bring an asham tali. So Tani Tana Kamed Rav Sheshes Asham Tali Baal Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. Now Tana taught by Rav Sheshes that a nasi does bring an asham tali when he has a suffix about Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. So Amalei Damar Lachmani Reb Lazer he. Who told you that brisa? That's Reb Lazer. Damar Hol V'Namar Bakaris Kebekvua Maisi Nasi Sa'ir Le. V'Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mod Reb Lazer Shein Mevi Asham Tali. So your question: how can you say that a nasi would bring an asham tali? The only one that holds that a nasi would bring a chatas kavua for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav is Reb Lazer. But Rabbi Yochanan just told us that Rabbi Elazar says, but no Hashem Talui. Yes, Chatas Kavua, but in his Mesubuk, no Hashem Talui. So how can you go around teaching this Braisa that he would even bring an Hashem Talui? Rabbi Yochanan said otherwise. So the parak ends, Kasha. Yeah, it's very difficult how you could teach such a Braisa. The Achronim are bothered over here. Well, how do we reject it? Because Rabbi Yochanan said otherwise. Rabbi Yochanan's not mortal. We never find Rabbi Yochanan Tano who will follow anything. How could he ask a kasha on somebody based on the shita of Amorayim? So we'll leave that as an open-ended question for now. There are answers. Hadron lachor kor mashiach. Tomorrow we'll pick up with the third parak of Maseches Horias.